Love met her pupils in that sacred grove called Tyne, and there we studied Circle 7 and the tools in the workshop called the mind. For no man or woman lives unto themselves. To all life we're so intricately bound. Our inner worth and reverence for Mother Earth is the catechism to keep our reasoning truly sound. Triune Master, wisdom, will, and love, manifested through all the prophetic lights. We're all divine sons and daughters by blood. But the truth of the beauty of being, much more than you ever have been, the secret of old will always be told. It's the mystery tied to your skin. Time never was when man was not. If there was a time for man to begin, certainly there'd be a time for man to end. But man is a thought of Yah, and thoughts cannot be so circumscribed. Elohim, with the breath of the Supreme, fashioned mind so that divine could be realized. It's up to you to be or not to be what you know is right or wrong. For if you were a soldier and didn't have a foe, how would you know you were strong? Your higher self and your lower self is this poetry unfolded in time. Your self-control and those lofty goals, those are the casualties on the battlefield called your mind. Now, if the infinite were truly out of reach, and with thought we could not transcend the awe, the might, the fear, or the light of overstanding, we could only pretend. If you would just remember your cosmographical splendor and not yield to all these illusions in time, it's an indelible inscription. It's a healing prescription from that circular blade called the mind.